We Were Soldiers is the latest wave in Hollywood's post-September 11th assault on moviegoers. It follows Behind Enemy Lines and Black Hawk Down. Los Angeles Times film critic Kenneth Turan says you should avoid this one like a booby trap.
We Were Soldiers is a simple-minded film that evokes a complex series of reactions. It's annoyingly sentimental, but its combat sequences are so remarkable, they take on a life of their own, and they send a message that is quite the opposite of the one the filmmakers intended. Mel Gibson stars as Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore, whose story was told in the book We Were Soldiers Once and Young. In 1965, Moore led 400 outnumbered Americans in the first major battle between North Vietnamese regulars and U.S. troops. The film, written and directed by Randall Wallace, is so intent on celebrating the heroism of those American fighting men that it winds up with a kind of amnesia. It's the first Vietnam film since the conflict ended to pretend that the national soul-searching the war caused and the anguished films it inspired simply never happened.
I will be the first to set foot on the field, and I will be the last to step off. And I will leave no one behind.
Soldiers most closely resembles John Wayne's 1968 ode to heroism, The Green Berets.
What will happen to me now?
You let me worry about that, Green Beret. You're what this is all about.
Back at home, my young white queen.
We know more about the causes and conduct of the Vietnam War now than we did back then, which makes the new film come across as an anachronism. The only hint of hindsight is the film's portrait of North Vietnamese officers and men as quietly heroic individuals who just happened to be on the wrong side of the fence. Soldiers begins in Fort Benning, Georgia.
Welcome to the new cavalry. We will ride into battle, and this will be our horse.
It's also where filmmaker Wallace, who wrote Gibson's Braveheart, as well as the recent Pearl Harbor, displays a fatal weakness for sappy situations and dialogue.
Daddy?
Yeah?
What is a war?
War is, it's something that shouldn't happen, but it does.
In fact, there's hardly a line that is not idiotic.
He's under strength against more men than he can count. He's got a whole platoon lost.
They're not lost. They're only cut off and surrounded.
We Were Soldiers becomes a very different film once the men go into combat and find themselves trapped and outnumbered.
We're in heavy contact! The danger of being overrun!
They get into that LZ! We've all had it! Can you hold?
We're spread thin, sir, but we'll give them hell!
There's been a lot of memorable combat footage over the past several years, from Saving Private Ryan to the current Black Hawk Down. But this film does it differently. There's an intentional bluntness and savagery about these sequences that makes them brutal and unrelenting. But as the battle goes on, We Were Soldiers undercuts its avowed aims and starts to seem, paradoxically, like an anti-war film. Heroism and courage are not the words that come to mind here, but pointless slaughter. There is absolutely nothing in We Were Soldiers about why we were in Vietnam. Bravery and self-sacrifice, without a reason, are not cause for celebration, but rather one of the saddest, one of the most regrettable of all human activities.
The comments of Kenneth Turan, a film critic with the Los Angeles Times.